It's time again for our occasional segment, Language Pet Peeves. Our language expert, Richard Lederer, joins us from member station KPBS in San Diego. Okay, Richard, ready to roll?
Ready to roll. Conan the Grammarian standing by.
Okay, our first listener is Debbie Felice from Yahutz, Oregon. Debbie, hi.
Hi.
Why don't you tell us what your pet peeve is?
Well, my pet peeve is when people use bring rather than take. And I actually don't know of a language rule discerning which is the correct one, but it always grates me when someone would say, I'm going to bring it to him rather than I'm going to take it to him.
Well, Richard, is there a rule?
There isn't. Our caller has instinctively stated it. It has to do with direction to or from the speaker and the writer. So if it is direction toward you, then somebody is bringing it toward you. So, for example, you bring in the newspaper from outside, but you take out the trash because it's direction away from you. But the problem is we can't always tell in English if we're coming or going. Because you see, for example, BYOB, bring your own bottle. Well, where you are, you actually take your own bottle. But from the point of view of the host and hostess, you bring your own bottle. So what I would say is this. You should use bring for direction toward you. That is, your dog will bring you your newspapers and slippers. Or take, you're going to take something to the party when direction is away from you. You do have the rule. When it is clear the direction, one should cleave to that rule.
Well, Debbie Felice, thanks for calling. Thanks for your language pet peeve.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Debbie Felice from Yahutz, Oregon. Whoa, that's a mouthful. Okay, our next one, Richard, is Amy Hasbrook from Revere, Massachusetts. And I love this one because I've been dying to talk about this one, and a lot of people have written in about it, and so I'm going to let her take it away. Hi, Amy.
Hi, thanks. Well, the problem is that people are putting extra is's in sentences.
The thing is that the problem is... Yes, what is this, Richard? What is this? Does it have a name, and why do people do it?
Well, it is the double is, and as President Clinton once said, it depends on what your definition of is. But at any rate, the fact of the matter is that we are hearing this more and more, and of course, especially in the spoken language, people are seeing that first unit up till the is as a single unit. And then the verb becomes is. So the fact of the matter is, they see that as the subject. Is that, here's what I mean. The fact that a number of people's cages are rattled and the chains are yanked by the double is would seem to recommend the fact that one not use this and certainly not use it in writing. But we are hearing it more and more. I think people feel there's a kind of emphasis to it. Probably should be avoided.
Okay, does that do it, Amy?
That works for me. I appreciate that.
It still drives you crazy, though, doesn't it?
It does drive me crazy.
Me too. I'm with you.
I'll hear it again.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Amy Hasbrook from Revere, Massachusetts. And finally, Richard, we have a poetic name, a poetic person, I hope, on the line, Laughing Water from Helena, Montana. Hello, Laughing Water.
Hi.
So tell us what your language pet peeve is.
Well, mine is when people use the phrase begs the question. It used to have a good debating and philosophical definition.
Explain.
The idea is that if you are trying to prove a point and you directly or indirectly use that as part of your evidence, you're basically using your conclusion to prove your conclusion.
And that's what begging the question means.
Exactly.
But people are using it to say, this raises the question, or this is dying to be answered. That's how they're using it.
Right.
Well, Richard?
There were really three meanings involved here. The traditional goes back to Shakespeare's time, debating one is just as Laughing Water said, and that is when you have an assumption that you are simply, you are assuming the assumption. For example, do you still beat your wife? You know, well, the assumption there is that you know, you must be beating her, and or at least you have. That meaning is still around, although very few of us use it, alas. Now, what has happened is two meanings have come in to supplant it. The first meaning, and the real no-no, is use beg the question to mean brings up the question. That is really a wrong use. But people also use it to mean evade the question. It avoids the question. You are begging the question about the this or that. That is, you're avoiding it. That is reasonably acceptable now, but it's not very puristic.
So what do you say, Laughing Water?
I'm happy with that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Laughing Water.
My pleasure.
Laughing Water from Helena, Montana. Thanks to all our listeners who sent in hundreds of emails complaining about their language pet peeves. Keep them coming. Our email address is watc@npr.org. And maybe we'll call you to join our language expert, Richard Lederer, to talk about your language gripe. Okay, Richard, thanks a lot.
Thank you, as always.